Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
The Fan.
Sports Radio 66, WFAN.
Back on The Fan 931 Sunday night, Sweeney Murdy, Ed Coleman. We are here till 11 o'clock, and we'll get back to your calls in just a moment. 877-337-6666. Time out now to catch up with an old friend. You know him from his days with the Yankees, wearing number 30. And now, I guess, Ed Coleman will see him a lot more than I will, since he's a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. David
Down
Robertson joins us. Dave, how you doing?
Good. Have me on, guys.
How are you, David?
How's the rehab working out for you, Dave? You had Tommy John last, was it August?
Last August 15th, I had a full elbow reconstruction. I tore my UCL and my flexor tendon, so I was in bad shape. But he's up pretty nice now. I'm very close to being back off the mound. I had a little bit of a COVID scare happen for us in Florida, but we're getting through it and figuring out some stuff.
So you, for one, are glad this season is going 60 games and starting in late July, I would say, huh?
Well, I would say I'm happy about it, but I would definitely, I'm not in any at games, so that's good. I mean, I'm hoping to at least make it back for half this season of whatever this season may turn out to be.
But you're feeling good in the rehab process so far? It's gone as smoothly as it could, considering?
Yeah, considering everything, everything's been going really well for me. I feel like I'm a couple months ahead of schedule, and I'm just trying to do everything I can to get back. I'm itching to play. I haven't had to sit this long and not play in a game ever in my life. So I'm kind of going nuts a little bit, and I'm ready to get back out there and let it rip a few times.
Hey, David, how difficult was it for you? You know, we've talked about guys, ramping up and being a couple of weeks away from the start of the season when things shut down in March, and then having to go home and kind of figure it out, kind of by themselves, back and forth with a pitching coach. How about you? You were in a different place, and was it difficult for you during this time, trying to get in sync with where you should be?
To be honest with you, I'm one of the very few lucky ones. I was allowed to rehab in Clearwater at the Phillies complex.
Oh, okay.
So I was going in 5 to 6 days a week, seeing a physical therapist, following the protocols of the rehab process of throwing. So I was trying to hit every mark and keep going, and I was able to lift. But that was only for me and two other guys, or three other guys that were rehabbing as well. We were all trying to get ready for the season. So I can't say that. I was so lucky to have that, because if I'd have had to be home and try to rehab my elbow and my arm, I feel like I just would have no idea what to do. There was just so many times where I needed help.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to David Robertson. Dave, what did you think when, a couple of weeks ago the whole landscape changed because seven people in that Clearwater complex tested positive, and it changed the whole spring training structure and format? You were, as you said, you were going to that complex. What did you think when you found that news out?
It was shocking, to be honest with you. I mean, we took so many precautions. We were doing everything that MLB had suggested. We were hand sanitizing, washing our hands. Everyone was split up in all different ways. We were never near each other for extended periods. We did everything we were supposed to do, and people still got sick. I just feel like I didn't realize how contagious it was. Fortunately for me, me and my family did not get sick. But, I mean, some of the other people who did, it's just shocking how quickly it happened. Because we didn't think it was going to happen to us. We were doing everything we thought the right way, and just very unlucky about it. But it shook things up for me and for everybody there. And I mean, obviously, it happened. There's nothing we can do about it. Hopefully, it doesn't happen to any other organizations moving forward, because, I mean, it could be a detriment to this season. But it's very, very crazy how quickly it happened.
Hey, David, does that scare you a little bit or make you more cautious when you add in the traveling that, you know, will be coming up with baseball and adding and mixing more people into the whole mix? Does that scare you a little bit?
It doesn't so much scare me. My biggest fear was I didn't want to be a person who got it and maybe one of those asymptomatic people who's going around and just spreading it to other people.
Right.
My biggest fear is if I have it, I'm fine with doing the quarantine, and I don't want to risk getting other people sick. So for me, that's the biggest fear I have. Like I feel like at some point, you know, more people are going to get it. It's going to happen. I just don't want to be the person who's pushing it on other people. I just want to make sure I'm doing my part, wearing my mask and keeping the social distance thing going, and let's get some baseball going. If that's what it takes for me to play baseball, I'll do whatever it takes.
Okay.
We're talking with Phillies reliever David Robertson, the former Yankee. David, getting to the point where we're playing baseball again, it took a long time here for a lot of different reasons. I know you're not quite as active in the union leadership as you have been in the past, but from your seat of having been a really active member of that union leadership in the past, what was your take on how these negotiations went, and, you know, the fans' perspective that, you know, there were still a lot of fans who didn't understand why the players were so adamant at sticking to the prorated salary agreement? You know, where did you sit on all that?
I think it just goes back to the agreement we had in March with MLB. You know, we that prorated salary was something we weren't going to budge on, and MLB had some things that they weren't going to budge on, and, you know, unfortunately, we budgeted for so long that we're at this point right now. I feel like for the longest time, players have been ready to play, that MLB was just not willing to give us what we had agreed on in March. So that's why it took so long to get to this point. But that being said, I mean, if the 60-game season is what this is going to be, then that's what it's going to be. We definitely could have got it going sooner, but that's just the way things worked out this year.
How was it to see Joe G in a Phillies uniform?
Really good. Really good to have Joe G in a Phillies uniform. I couldn't have been more happy. I mean, the only thing that made me feel better is if I was that dependable guy he could call on every inning or every game in the seventh and eighth and ninth inning, whatever, it was ready to go. But, you know, having him and Rob Thompson together again, I'm very, very happy about that.
Dave, I hope you get this feeling this year, because, as I said, you're going to start this season still not fully recovered from the injury and hoping to pitch by the end of this season. But Eddie and I were talking earlier about this, you know, that the relief pitchers, more than any other group, are the ones who feed off the energy of a full stadium and the crowd, because of the situation they're usually coming into, the importance of that time of game, the way the crowd reacts in the stadium. All that's kind of gone right now. How does a guy like you go about recreating that level of energy that has to kick in when you're about to come in and do your job?
That is funny. That's a. I have not even thought about that. That's a very good point.
Oh no! Oh, now you're scared. Huh? There you go.
This is the scary part. Man. Wow,
man!
But that's a real factor, though, for relief pitchers, though, right? I mean, you guys
100%.
More than anybody else are the ones who react to the energy in a building.
Yeah, because I feel like being like a high leverage, late inning reliever, you can come in and swing the momentum and change the whole game with getting just a few guys out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No crowd there is going to be definitely a little different. I don't know. I think
wow, I didn't know my curveball was that good, Dave. Wow.
Swing and a miss. There you go. Well, it's going to give you some food for thought tonight, Dave, that's for sure. Yeah.
It's going to keep him up all night now.
Dave, do you have any feel from where you are at this point, like when you might be ready, maybe say 30 games in, or is that too hard to judge at this point right now?
I'm hoping to be back 30 games in.
Okay.
That's just me. I mean, like, obviously we've had a few things that have kind of thrown me off my schedule, my rehab schedule. We've had a few times where we haven't come into the field. We've missed a week in March and or 10 days and it set me back. And then the same thing is it's happening now. I don't know. I feel really good. I feel like, you know, I've been able to throw in the mid 80s at like 120 feet. So I feel like my fastball velocity's really come back. It's starting to spin breaking balls and it feels great. I just got to see what I can do when I get off a mound. I'm just kind of waiting for – I'm kind of in limbo right now. I'm actually in Alabama throwing with my brother, rehabbing and trying to go through everything and waiting to see where I'm going to be next for rehab to make that last jump before I get back into games.
I know you always had a good curveball. Is that something you're working in at this point just kind of lightly or – Where are you with that? Yeah,
exactly. I'm just starting to spin it now. It feels really good. I'm not having any tenderness from it, so that's a positive. My arm feels pretty much brand new. I just got to get that feeling for all my breaking stuff. I think I can make that jump and be ready for some live action.
Dave, there's so many people who look at the salaries players get and guaranteed contracts, and they, you know, I don't think they really understand the feeling you felt last year. A player going to a new team on a new contract, and the injury stops you before you ever really get started. And you appeared in a handful of games last year and never really got going with your new team. What was that feeling like?
Terrible. It was absolutely terrible. I felt like going to Philly with all the moves that were made there to put together such a good squad, and I was one of them. And you know, us adding Bryce and getting JT, and I was dying to be a part of that team and to be that, like, that anchor in the back end of the bullpen. And I started out the season throwing the ball terrible and just couldn't get my arm to. I just couldn't figure it out. I didn't think I was really having as bad of an issue as I was. And then finally just had a game in Miami where I threw well, but I kind of paid the price for it. I pushed myself through some pain that I shouldn't have. And next thing you know, I'm staring down 6 weeks of sitting out the season and then, you know, just taking a full break off and then trying to rehab after that, only to find out that my elbow just was never going to heal and that I was surgery bound. And it was very frustrating. I mean, you know, just watching everything that went down, all the other injuries that happened after mine, and just me not being able to do anything to help out the team that I was, you know, dying to be a part of, it was very frustrating and a very tough year for me. But I'm hoping to rebound this year and at least get 30 games in and, you know, whatever's going to be of a postseason.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be great. Yeah, you know, I mentioned to Sweeney before that I think there'll be some games I'll look out there and see you and Joe Girardi and Didi Gregorius. I'll think I'm in a Subway Series game, for crying out loud. But nice to have Didi there as well in the middle of that infield.
Absolutely. I love playing with Didi. Just an easy guy, a good, friendly guy. Gets along with everybody, plays hard. Can swing the bat, pick it. I mean, I got nothing bad to say about him. He's a great teammate, and I'm glad he's with us.
Dave, what did you discover about having Bryce Harper as a teammate? Because he's a guy that has a certain, you know, had a certain reputation from across the field, and whether it's from fans or other players, I think sometimes you have those preconceived notions. When you got to be around him and saw what he did for your team, what did you take away from that?
Man, he is an intense competitor. He hates to lose, and I love that about him. He plays hard. I mean, hard. He's hustling everything out, sliding it hard, swinging hard. I mean, everything he does fast-paced for a purpose, and I've really enjoyed watching him play. I hadn't seen much of him being in the American League my whole career, and him being in the National League. You know, we've faced off a couple of times, but I just didn't realize, like, how intense of a competitor he really is. Like, he's really wanting to go out there and kick some butt on the field, and I love that he's on our team, because I'm the same way. I love winning, and you know, it helps to have a group of guys that really want to win, and he's definitely one of those guys.
I do know you have a pretty good catcher in JT. Had much interaction with him, and even lawn toss or something like that, Dave?
Yeah, I've had a lot of interaction with him, especially being down there in Florida for a while. He's everything they say. I mean, guy, he can stick it. He can stick it behind the plate. He can swing it, and he's got an absolute cannon to second. I mean, it's just if you can hold a runner a little bit, he makes you feel good about it. He'll take care of it if they try to take second on you. He's a heck of a player.
Dave, it's been a long winter where the Astros were the talk of the entire offseason. That kind of went away because of all these other things, but it's still out there, and you were on the Yankees in 2017. You know, independent of the Astros situation, you and I have had a lot of discussions about, you know, are you tipping pitches in certain situations? You know, did this guy get a good swing because he knew it was coming? And that was even before we knew anything about that situation. So as you digested all of that, what were you thinking, especially given that you came so close to advancing in 2017?
Yeah, I mean, I'm never not going to be upset about 2017. I mean, the Astros should be ashamed of what they did. It's not professional. It's not fair, and you know they shouldn't get a pass for it. Whatever, you know, I've said this before. They have to go home and live with it. But I'm never going to get that season back and that group of guys back in 2017. You know, I'm never going to get to look down the bench at CC Sabathia again and. You know, realize where we're at, you know, and it just, it's not fair what happened. And I think that, you know, it's something that it irritates me every time I even think about them and that season. But I mean, we played hard. We gave it everything we had and we fell short. And I think we fell short for a reason. And it was a tough break for us. And I'm just never not going to be upset about it. That's about as far as I'm going.
And I don't want to use the word paranoid, but you guys are always thinking about those types of things, right? That you know, if somebody gets good swings off of you a little bit more frequently than you think that they should have, these are the kinds of things that run through your mind. Did he have my pitches?
Yeah, there's times where you throw a pitch and you go, God, he got me. Like, you tip your cap. You know, he was on it. I messed up in the wrong time, and I wasn't realizing what was happening. And then there's times where you're like, there's no way. There's no way they're not swinging at this and they're taking it the way they're taking it or they're hitting it the way they're hitting it. I'm like, this just doesn't happen all the time. And I felt like there was a lot of those moments when we were playing the Astros, and I think a lot of other players felt the same way when they're pitching. And it's very frustrating when you're putting in a ton of work only to realize that they know what's coming and it's nothing that you're doing. It's something that's out of your hands.
Yeah, and not very fair. You know, you mentioned they do have to live with it, and they have to look at themselves in the mirror too, Dave. But I think we've talked about that. We did talk a lot about this during spring training. You know, we felt that the Astros would kind of get their just due with fans in the stands because they were going to hear it every time they went on the road, and now there's no fans. Mm-hmm. So they get excused from that this year as well, which is probably not fair as well.
Yeah, I know. But they still know what they did, so.
Yeah,
we all know.
That is true.
Dave, how long have you been in Alabama?
I have been here for, I think, 4 days now. Four or five days. Tough to remember. Time's just different here.
Yeah, have you heard enough people talking about, what a college football season may or may not look like? Has that been a big topic of discussion down there?
I have not. I'm still doing the social distancing. I'm actually at the farm and staying away from everyone. I just don't want to risk getting sick. I just can't let it happen. I mean, I'm so close to being back, and I don't want to get anyone else sick.
Yeah.
Start talking about Crimson Tide football. Gosh, gets me excited. I really hope we're playing football. But I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I think they have some hurdles it's going to be tough getting people back on campus and playing. I hope it works. Listen, I hope. Mm-hmm. I think we all hope it works and things calm down. But I think it's very tough, and especially when you consider, what it means to colleges and their financial situations after losing March Madness and that and the money that they get from that. Mm-hmm. So that's it's tough. It's tough right now. Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, Dave, as you're going through all these. Different changes in your routine that you're going to have to do. I mean, you're actually going to be somewhat an advantage. You're going to get to watch, because you're not starting on the active roster, you're going to have to watch other people go through this and figure out how to do the routine. But one of the things I was thinking of is sitting in the bullpen and talking to your fellow relievers. I know you're not always talking about the game, but sometimes you do, right? I mean,
yeah.
I can't imagine you having to sit 6 feet away from Mariano Rivera and be able to learn nearly as much as you did during the time that you were there.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. I tell you what, it's going to be. You're hitting me with all this new stuff that I haven't thought about.
Sweetie's going to keep you up all night, man. Yeah. Poor guy's not going to sleep after you.
What are we going to do in a bullpen like Boston? I mean, we can't stay 6 feet away from each other.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah.
You'll be sitting up on top of the monster, and then when it's time for it to warm up, you climb down, right? Rappel down the monster.
Yeah, what am I going to do not being harassed relentlessly by fans, you know, the visiting fans, the home fans?
Ah, there is a silver lining somewhere in there, right?
I don't know if I'll be able to warm up without being yelled at.
Yeah, the change in routine, that's going to be, I mean, listen, everybody's a creature of habit, and, you know, you guys have your routines too. It's got to be tough trying to figure out how to get to this new normal.
Definitely. I mean, do we high five at the end of the game if we win?
Supposedly not. Yeah. Nope. None of the lines afterwards after the game too. Yeah.
All that no stuff. Dog yeah. piles for a walk off hit. Nothing
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe instead of a Gatorade bath, they should fill it with hand sanitizer. You know, they could.
They could do water guns.
Yeah. Right. There you go. Hey, there's an idea.
You got a lot to think about tonight, Dave.
Man, listen. I guess this is on me. If you can't sleep tonight, you know, I'll wear it. I'm very sorry. Tell Aaron I'm sorry for putting all these ideas in your head. That's just gonna keep you up all night. Listen, we're glad that you're on the road back to healthy. And whether it's – I know the Yankees are going to play the Phillies a little bit. The Mets will obviously play them. And Eddie and I look forward to seeing you at some point as this thing gets going. And I hope the rest of the recovery is smooth for you. And we're glad you're doing your part to keep safe and make sure that you can get to a season whenever you can.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm itching to get back. So hoping to see you in New York.
Dave, thanks very much. And good luck with the rehab, okay? We'll see you soon. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, thanks, Dave. You got Appreciate it.
David Robertson of the Philadelphia Phillies.
My curveball is in mid-season form, isn't it?
You just killed the poor guy. He's going to be sleepless for like two nights now. I hadn't thought about that. Oh, that's another thing I hadn't thought about. Okay. Way to go, Sweeney. There you go.
Sometimes there are these guys who are so successful because they don't cloud their mind with all these types of things, right?
You put everything out of your mind. You're right. Exactly. Yeah. Just gave them a ton of stuff to think about.
Goodness, so well. Yeah. They'll get
but
there. But
you know what? The first time you get to that situation, you're definitely going to think about it. So you might as well think about it ahead of time, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, you
want it is different.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.